Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Governor Jerry Brown has vetoed a bill that would have prohibited schools in the state from starting before 8:30 a.m. You know, Phil, on the surface, this looks like something that's a slam dunk, right? Teenagers need lots more rest. Why not start school later? But it really wasn't as simple as that.
No, it wasn't. And there were studies that backed up just what you said. Teenagers need more sleep. You know, the other flip side is maybe they should go to bed earlier. But reality is that they do need more sleeps. And so the idea was that, you know, started at 8:30 now to offset sleep deprivation and have them bright-eyed and bushy-tailed for classes. It was proposed by Anthony Portantino. He is a Democrat from the South area around Pasadena. And he introduced the measure, and he had supporters and the research. But it wasn't easy going. A number of California school districts said, look, we can talk about what's best for students, but we're going to decide what's best for students in our district, as opposed to a statewide universal one time, one go. It was also opposed by the California Teachers Association, which had questions about that. And if you know anything about Sacramento, if the California Teachers Association isn't with you, then your odds just got really, really tough.
Anybody talking about taking this directly to the voters?
I haven't heard it right now. You know, Jeff, it got through the Senate. His cohorts, they went along with it. It was a real nip and tuck going through the Assembly. And I'm not sure it would have passed, except for that Portantino, in addition to being a backer of this bill, also chairs the Senate Appropriations Committee. And if you know anything about law and budgeting, everything eventually has to pass through the Assembly and the Senate Budget Committees. And being the chair of Appropriations gave him a lot of clout, and I think that's part of the reason why some of the people voted for it. It is the issue of local control versus state mandates. The state has a history, a long one, of saying whether it's for pensions or schools or food or just a number of different areas, housing, even the pipes you use in your housing, of mandating things, but not really backing it up, not giving you the money or the tools to do it. And there's you know, resentments and tug-of-war saying, hey, you guys in guys and gals in Sacramento come up with these ideas, but the rest of us have to live with them, and we're not crazy about them. State Senator Steve Glazer, who represents a district in the East Bay, told me that he'd phoned every school in his district to get a pulse on this, and it was a 50-50 split. And he just said, you know, 50-50, I'm going to go on the, I'm not crazy about that. If it's not universal, then we shouldn't do it. And I think a lot of people agreed with that.
Do we know why the Teachers Association didn't like it?
Well, again, it's local control. It changes teacher start times. You remember that? And that's something they like to work out with their independent districts as well. So remember, it's not just the students that are affected. It would be the janitors. It would be the teachers. It would be everybody, the bus drivers included. So that's that. And so this one, I don't know if it's going to go to the ballot, but for right now, they're going to have to get up there, and, you know, everybody gets to decide their own start times.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.